morning. Glad you guys all came and decided to worship with us. Want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I know it's not quite Thanksgiving yet, but I'm going to wish it to you anyway. So happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully you guys are able to look throughout this week and see what you're thankful for. I know I'm thankful to be here this morning. A lot of people can't be here, so it's a great thing. We're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look through your bulletin, we need two more people to sign up for, I believe it's Tuesday and, is it Thursday? Tuesday and Wednesday for the Meals on Wheels. If you guys want to do that, that's a great ministry. You guys get to see a lot of different people that you don't get to see every week doing that. So it's a pretty easy task. They got it all lined up for you. They make it easy. So if you are worried about something working and taking too much time, don't worry about it. People do it on their lunch break, so it's totally fine. But if you can do that, that'd be awesome. The Thanksgiving Eve service is this week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock here at the church. So if you would like to come to that, if you want to share some music or reading, or if you got a poem or something that you want to read or share with everybody else, please come and do that. Sign up in the foyer for that so I can get you into the order, and so that way you know when you're supposed to do it. And then we'll also take an offering up for Mackenzie Kopecky through treatment for brain cancer and help out there. Our Sunday School Christmas program has been and will be continuing practicing during the music time and the opening time for the junior and primary departments for the Christmas program that is on December 15th. So make note of that and make sure your kids are there. Also, the Christmas caroling that we're going to do is going to be December 15th, that same night on Sunday at 5 o'clock. We're going to meet at the church here and then go split off into groups and go carol and all that stuff. But if you guys want to bring soups and sandwiches to eat afterwards, and if you can bring cookies, there's a sign-up sheet out there for that. The cookies will be for giving out to the people that we carol to. So get those here by 4:30 so we can get going by 5. Also, if you guys seen in your bulletin, you guys get a little insert for that for the Christmas treat swap. So if you're a lady and you want to join in on that, you can bring some cookies. You can see the details on that. Also, during this time, they're going to be tying the blankets for the baby dedications. So if you guys are wanting to help with that, they would sure appreciate your help. If you're coming and swapping and fellowshipping, just come and do that, and you'll have something to work with your hands if you feel so led. So are there any other announcements this morning? Sweet. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from Isaiah 12, 3 through 6. With joy you will draw water from wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is your midst in the Holy One of Israel.
Season for Thanksgiving. Let's stand together as we sing Now Thank We All Our God, 556. Want to use your hymnals or look on the screen? Now Thank We All Our God.
Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to share us, and keep us in his grace shall forevermore.
Thank you. Greet one another if you would.
Well, good morning again. Grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. And we also extend a special greeting. We do have Grace May with us, who is one of our missionaries. Grateful for holidays and that your parents are close by so that you guys can come. So just take note if you get a chance to greet them. Also, when we have the offering, the missionary of the month has been the Schmeeds out down in Oklahoma, and we have a little more extended video about their work down at Camp Joy. And so just wanted to let you all know, as that goes, just a reminder to pray for them. This is our time to bring our prayer requests and praises. A couple of them, we need to lift up Elaine Peterman. Daryl has been going downhill health-wise, and yesterday he passed away. And so it has been a tough couple of weeks for Elaine, meeting with the family today at 1. So we don't know details yet, but just be praying for Elaine and her family and for Daryl's family as well. Also, probably have seen on a community note that Ron Blatchford, former mayor, worked with the county and such, he passed away this week as well. His prayer service will be Monday, and then funeral will be on Tuesday at the Baptist Church. Also sent a prayer request out last night to pray for Matt and Rebecca Van Zee. Matt, as you may remember, has been suffering from the effects of a car accident and the concussion, and he's somewhat stalled in his recovery, and so they're going up to Fargo. There is some different types of treatments, alternative treatments for concussion, dealing with hyperbaric chambers. And so they're going up to Fargo to begin those treatments, and we'll be praying, one, for safety, but also that the treatments will help him with his healing. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. And what number was this?
58.
That is a huge blessing and a great testament to God's faithfulness. So we're grateful you both were able to celebrate. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the prayer chain, it says Emma and Cody going to have their baby. They had a baby boy on Tuesday. And I believe the latest is he's going to have heart surgery.
Okay.
Francis.
Thank you. That was my next question. So we've been...
Asa.
I will spell it phonetically. My spelling is... But I think I know how to spell Francis. But Emma and Cody had their baby boy, Francis Asap, on Tuesday, but he was also scheduled for heart surgery this coming Tuesday. So continue to pray for little Francis as well as for mom and dad as they go through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have throughout the year to be reminded of the blessings you bring our way. And then this week we have set aside on our calendar the opportunity to remember, to gather as family and friends, and having not just some time off maybe from work, but the opportunity to reflect. It is a reminder at the founding of our country, and it goes all the way back to the Pilgrims, that not just thankful for the Native Americans that came and provided them guidance, but more importantly for you who provided them throughout their hardships. And that it is a reminder that no matter how difficult things can be, you walk with us through these times. That sometimes we wish you would remove the challenges and struggles that we have. But even the greatest example of your son, that at his darkest hour, he was able to pray, not his will, but yours be done. Help us to be able to follow his example, knowing that you've called us to pray and to lay our requests before you. We thank you that you are able to handle not just the requests we have, but the requests of everyone around the world that calls on your name. Thank you that you are inexhaustible and that you never sleep or slumber, but you are constantly watching over your children and you are watching over this world. We lift up these requests to you. We pray for Elaine and for the family with Daryl's passing and homegoing. We are grateful that he is now fully healed, that the Crohn's disease that he has suffered for so many years is now fully removed, and he is in the presence of his Savior. Father, I pray for Elaine that you would, and the family, that you would, as you've promised, to never leave or forsake, and that you would help during this time to provide comfort. We pray for also Ron Blatchford's family, that as they grieve and come together this week, you would wrap your loving arms around them. Father, we also lift up Matt and Rebecca and their travels today to Fargo, that you give them safety, but also that you would use these treatments to help in the healing from this concussion. Father, I pray that through these treatments and through your healing hand, he would be restored. Thank you that you have been faithful to them, and we know you will continue to be. We also lift up Emma and Cody and baby Francis as coming into this world, and we pray for the scheduled heart surgery on coming up on Tuesday, that you would give peace of mind and heart to Emma and Cody, as well as wisdom to the doctors and the surgical staff, then your healing touch would reach into this little body and would bring healing. Father, we are grateful for the celebrations we can have. We are thankful for how you are faithful, and for June and Ron, the 58 years they've celebrated together, and the testimony of not just it is faithfulness, but it's also of your faithfulness to them. We continue to pray for each of our congregation, especially those that are dealing with health issues, that you would, as the great physician, heal. We also pray for those traveling this week, that you would provide travel mercies. We thank you for the opportunities we have to see how we can connect and to minister to those in our community. We pray for our students of Club Rock and our youth group, that you would use Pastor Abe and Diana and as they shepherd and guide both Club Rock and the youth group. Thank you for the volunteers and teachers that come alongside the Wednesdays and Sunday nights, the opportunity to sow the word of God into the hearts of children and young adults. Father, we lift up the missionaries of our that we support. We pray for the Schmeeds. Thank you for the work you're doing at Camp Joy, and just ask that you continue to use them, be with Rocky's health and Grace as well. And we thank you for Grace and Stephen being here today and the work that you're doing through her with Navigators, and continue to bless their family, as well as bless the many contacts that she has with the students, and to see how they go around the world sharing the gospel. Father, we pray for our world. We thank you that you are in control, and we just ask that as the Prince of Peace, you would bring peace to the areas that are in severe conflict. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of giving back to you the gratefulness of the blessings you brought our way. So I ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello from the Schmeens in Oklahoma, Rocky, Ruth, and Grace. We have been involved with Camp Joy since 1997, when Grace and Liberty first went to camp down here. Throughout the years, all of our kids have attended here and have volunteered. Grace mostly takes care of the things at the kitchen, the dining hall, as well as does many of the administration duties. Ruth enjoys the outdoors and mowing the 10 acres that the camp sits on. I do a lot of the maintenance that's needed around the camp. And for the last 2 years, I've been doing the director position. A year ago, we sold our house in Wichita after 27 years and moved down to the camp property and are now living in a camper. With the help of a Bible study group with many strong arms and good backs, they helped us combine two storage units down to one. With the help of many local volunteers, we have cleaned and painted and done a lot of updating to the different buildings. We have the material to put up a lean-to shed so we can store our outside equipment in it. We were also gifted bunk beds from a college in Northwest Texas, and we're updating our dorms for the kids. A work team from Polk City, Iowa came and helped us out this year.
Camp Joy in Guthrie, Oklahoma, we knew it was a great fit for all the 15 people from Lakeside headed to Camp Joy to help with long overdue maintenance projects. During our week at the camp, we finished a ceiling in the dining hall. We painted the exterior of buildings. We installed cabinets. We fixed soffits. We updated a water slide, and so much more. Look transformed, but we kept our eye on the fact that what we really were working to do is to transform lives. Camp Joy serves kids mostly who would never get to have a camp experience like this unless churches were giving scholarships to help them get there. So kids who come to this camp get to have a great time together. They get plenty to eat, but most importantly, they get to hear about how the gospel of Jesus is going to change their lives.
I had the privilege to go to Polk City and help with their VBS.
This is the Chin Church, which is the Burmese church, and doing the vacation Bible school here with the kids from Lakeside Fellowship, the youth.
It's always nice to have time to visit with friends, and we're so grateful for those who stop by to encourage us. If you're ever in the area, please stop by. We'd be glad to show you the camp and to have a good visit with you too. Camp Joy has 3 weeks of camp in July that we reach kids from 7 years old through their teens. And this was our camp theme. God never consults our past to determine our future. So many hurting kids with a very poor past needing hope for the future. God is the only one that can provide that. This year, we had a total of 106 campers. We had 38 first-time decisions for Jesus, and we had 16 rededications. We have many activities that we do, but every morning we start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge to the Christian Flag, and the Pledge to the Bible. This year we had the Mark IV Ministries out of Kalispell, Montana that came. Lee and Deb Catlett, their daughter and son-in-law, Elizabeth and Kit and their kids presented Christ to kids whose hearts were ready for the gospel. Praise God for those young hearts that gave their lives to Christ this year. Along with camp, we also offer retreats for churches, for their youth, for young married, men's retreats, women retreats. We have sewing retreats. So if you have something you might be interested in doing, be sure to check us out and come visit us at Camp Joy.
Now I got a whole new life ahead of me.
Amen.
I'm going to be as close as I can to the Lord.
Smell it burning.
Yes, sir. I feel so much joy.
We are so thankful for those that have joined with us to do the ministry God has called us to do. Thank you. It is never enough. God's blessings be upon you.
I think I always tend to appreciate a good missions report and seeing the different things that are done, just the work that is accomplished that we sometimes might overlook, or maybe we just get caught up on our own chaos and busyness. At least I do, and I can forget to stop and say thanks and give praise back to God for what he's done and the work that he's accomplished through those around us, but through us as well. Let's stand and sing a song of thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Seat for this last song. I feel like this song, Heart of Worship, has always been kind of a, I want to call it a comeback song, but it's a bring me back song, because it reminds me of what's important. It brings me back to where I need to be, where my heart needs to be.
When the music music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. No one weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart.
Father, thank you that you have sent your Son and that he is all that we need. And as he told the woman at the well, that one day we would worship you in spirit and in truth, and help that to be true for our lives, and not just on a Sunday morning, but for every moment and every breath we have. Thank you that we can focus upon Christ, and help us in the time ahead to allow your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, to find them prepared to receive your word. In Jesus' name.